今年的冬天呢，觉得有点冷哦。
This year winter we felt as quite a cold.
尤其经济的原因呢，让很多人的内心感到更冷。
Because the economic crisis, so everyone's heart might be even colder.
这次经济的衰退其实是贪婪引起的。
This time economic downside is because.
贪心所引起的。
Because men's greed causes this.
那也让我们想起世上的财物它是像鹰一样常常挥来挥去的。
So reminds us the wealth in this world just like an eagle and fly around.
所以我们在世上生活的时候呢。除了去挣一碗饭来吃
So in our daily life in this world, that not only that we are laboring for the next meal.
我们也要在信上在神面前追求富足。
So but we also need to pursue rich before God.
所以今天想用这个题目在神面前富足一起来彼此勉励。
So today I'd like to use this topic to be rich.Before God for our mutual encouragement.
我们来看路加福音十二章二十一节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 21.
路加福音十二章二十一节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 21.
十二章二十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 21.
十二章二十一节。
12:21.
还为自己积财，在神面前切不富足的，也是这样。主耶稣在这边说一个财主的故事。
The Lord Jesus has here mentioned a story of a rich man.
他有很多的财富。
He is very wealthy.
他想办法要建造更多的仓库来储存他的财富。
He used many ways and thinking to build a warehouse to treasure his wealth.
他跟他自己的灵魂讲说，你可以欢喜快乐。
He told his soul that he can.Eat and drink and be married.
但是神跟他讲，今天晚上要你的灵魂，你所收取的要归谁呢？
So the Lord had told him that tonight I will take your soul away. So, what do you have to do with your wealth?
那主耶稣在讲完这个故事，就做一个结论。
So after Lord Jesus told the story, he had made a conclusion.
还为自己积财在神面前不富足的，会像这个财主。
So.Is he that lay out treasure for himself? It's just like this rich man.
那我们在想怎么样在神面前富足呢？
So let's think about how can we be rich before God.
因为主耶稣这里警告我们不要像这个财主，要在神面前富足。
So but Lord Jesus warned us as not to be like this rich man, but to be rich before God.
在神面前富足就是在神的道上富足。
To be rich before God, meaning to be rich in the word.
因为太初有道，道就是神。
Because in the beginning there's word, and the word is God.
所以我们每个弟兄姐妹要在神的话语上面丰富起来。
So every one of us said before God that we need to be rich in the word.
我们来看彼得后书的第一章十二节。
Please turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章十二节。
Second Peter chapter one verse 12。
彼得后书一章十二节。
Second Peter chapter one verse 12。
一章十二节。
Chapter one verse 12。
你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。请读。
Verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent.To put you away in the remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth.
这边提到彼得说，你们虽然已经晓得这些真道了啦。
He mentioned that although Peter mentioned that you know the truth.
你们也蛮坚固的了。
That you also established in the foundation.
但是我还是要提醒你们。
But Peter mentioned, I still need to remind you.
所以让你们在道理上面更加丰富。
So in the word.That you will even be much more richer.
那在道理上面更加坚固。
So even establish and then be foundation in the truth.
这个我们到底心中有多少神的话在我们心中哈？
So in our heart, how many God's words that we have in our heart?
如果我们心中真的有神的话，你的生活会有很多的智慧。
So if we have God's word in our heart, in our life that we have many wisdoms.
你对人生很多事情会想得很开。
So in our life that we will be much more optimistic.
所以我们中国人说啊，君子忧道不忧贫啊，就说一个人哦，他要忧虑的是有没有道理丰盛，而不是你拥有多少。
So it's a Chinese saying that a person worry about if there's a much understanding of the word is not what you have.
哦，中文又说呢，你早上听到那个道，朝闻道，那晚上过世了也没有关系啊，朝闻道夕死可以。哦，真的那个道理一丰盛起来啊，你对生死也能够看得很开啦。
So also Chinese saying that as long as in the morning that you have heard, understand the word, it doesn't matter if you pass away.
那我们现在的人啊，常常在追求人间的拥有。
So today, people often pursued what this world had to offer.
神不是不让我们在人间有很多的拥有。
God does not want, does not meaning saying that He does not want us to have in this world.
但神担心我们在很多拥有的时候呢，我们的思虑呀、会被这个财富会被我们的忧虑呀、忧虑财富上面把它缠住了。
So, but God is worried that if we have what this world has offered to us, the wealth, and that we might stop and be stumbled by the wealth that is offered in this world.
财富不一定会影响我们的信仰。
The wealth might not influence our faith.
但是财富有可能影响我们的信仰。
But the wealth also can be influence our faith.
所以你看那个亚伯拉罕他是一个财主啊。
So as we know that Abraham is a rich man.
但是他没有影响他的信仰。
But he did not, because his wealth had influenced his faith.
但是有一个少年财主啊，他来找主耶稣问道。
But there's a young rich man that came to the Lord Jesus to ask about the word.
他说：“良善的夫子，我怎么样做才可以承受永生？”
So as a good, he asked as a good teacher, what shall I do to receive salvation?
耶稣说：“你要守诫命。”
The Lord Jesus told him that you need to keep the commandments.
他说：“我都守了啦，从小就守了啦。”
The rich man had said that all the commandments had kept since I was young.
耶稣看着他，哦，就爱他说：“哇，这是了不起的年轻人。”
The Lord Jesus said, look at him and see that he is such a great young man.
因为这个人太好了，耶稣说：“那你变卖你的所有来跟随我吧。”
The Lord Jesus told him that you need to sell all you have, to give up all you have to follow me.
那年轻人就忧忧愁愁的走掉了。
So this young man was worried and walked away.
啊，我们不晓得这个年轻人叫什么名字。
We did not, the Bible did not recorded this young man's name.
因为世上的财富啊，已经累住了他的心，让他没有办法全心的跟随主。
Because all the wealth in the world has troubled him in his heart, that so he cannot follow the Lord.
所以财务可以是祝福啦。
So we understand that wealth can be a blessing.
但是财务也可以是一个阻挡。
Also, the wealth can be a stumble.
所以当我们在追求拥有很多世上东西的同时呢，我们更要在主的道上富足。
So at the same time, we pursue the wealth in the world.That we even need to be rich before God.
真的了解生命是胜于饮食的。
So we understand that the life is much more blessing beyond the food.
啊，身体是胜于衣裳的。
And our body is much more better and a blessing more than what we wear.
我们生命的道越丰盛呢，我们的人生的路就越宽广。我们的人生啊，我们的道越丰富呢，我们的生命就越宽广了。
So as the water of life much more abundant, our life is much more fulfilling and meaningful.
我们来看诗篇119篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
32节。
Verse
32. 诗篇119篇32节。
Psalm 119, verse 32.
119篇32节。
119, verse 32.
你开广我心的时候，我就往你的命令的道上直奔，请读。
Verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart.
我们再读45节。
So read verse 45.
我要自由而行，或作我要行在宽阔之地，因我素来考究你的训词。
Verse 45, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts.
这两个经节的一个共同特色就是你的心会宽广起来。
So these two verses has a common ground as that meaning that our heart will become much more broadened.
你会行在一个宽阔的地方。
That we will walk in this broad broad area.
啊，因为你素来考究神的律法。
Because as this person has seeked for the commandments of God.
啊，耶稣说你们要了解真理，因为真理会叫你们得自由。
Lord Jesus has told us that we must understand the truth because the truth will set us free.
啊，真理真的是像脚前的灯路上的光，那光一照呢，那个价值方向就出来了。
The truth is indeed like the lamp of our life, the guide in our life is very valuable in our life.
无论你在丰富当中，或是你在缺乏当中，因为这个道理的照亮，你的内心呢，常常有一个价值啊，啊，你不会迷失。
No matter we are rich or poor, and this world is just like a lamp to guide us, so we will not be lost.
你看那个保罗跟希拉在监狱里面。
So we see under we know that Paul and Silas is in the prisons.
啊，他们可以唱诗。
They can sing him.
他们身上带着伤。
And they are carry a scar in Christ.
他们可能被打，可能流血。
And they might be whipped and also beaten and also shed blood.
但是他们唱诗唱到众人都会侧耳来听他们的诗歌。
But they sing him till that the people wanted to listen to them.
为什么？
Why?
因为道在他们里面。
Because the words is in their heart.
保罗在哥林多书这样讲：一旦我这个肉体的帐篷哦被生命吞灭了，我就可以穿上一个天上永存的房屋。
So Paul mentioned Book of Corinthians as his body becoming perished, that he will build a house in heavens.
啊，他会有一个属灵的身体啦。
That he will have a spiritual body.
啊，所以他不怕。
So that he does not afraid.
从道的了解来的。
This is from his understanding in the word.
哦，所以他说，无论是缺乏，无论是丰富，无论是有余，无论是没有，他通通可以满足了，都可以知足了。
He's rich or poor or need or does not need that he's rich in all ways.
所以真的，我们要让道理啊开光我们的心哦。
And he's also satisfied. So we indeed need to use the word to broaden our heart.
这次谢长老在伯恩教会啊举开这个 NATS.
This time that Elder Shedd was in the NATS at the Bowen Park Church.
那有一节叫做 Q&A 了哈，啊，弟兄姐妹问了很多问题。
There's one session. It's about the Q&A sessions. A brother sister had asked many questions.
哦，在那边听谢长老解释哦，我觉得哇，真的。那个了解道理的人哦，可以把道理解得非常透彻。
So I was sitting there listening to explanation from Elder Shedd, and I understood a person truly understand the word can explain it as such a beautiful way.
人生没有什么问题，圣经啊没有答案的，在人间的问题啊，圣经常常提供答案。
So if life does not have any problem, the Bible has the way to solve it.
所以我们要常常读圣经。
So we often need to read the Bible.
常常听道理。
Also listen to the word.
用道理来解决我们生命的疑惑。
So use the word to solve our confusions in our life.
你就会能够行在宽阔之处。
So in this way that we walk in a broadened way.
啊，再来我们谈一谈，我们要在信上富足。
So let's talk about to be rich in faith.
我们看雅各书的二章第五节。
Let's look at James chapter 2, verse 5.
雅各书二章第五节。
James chapter 2 verse 5。
二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5。
二章五节。我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许的那些爱他之人的国吗？请读。
Verse 5. Hearken my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heir of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him?
这个有的人他相当贫穷，神也拣选他们。
Some people are poor, but God still chooses them.
那让他们在信上可以不贫穷。
So that they will not be poor in faith.
啊，他们可以承受那个神给他的国度。
They can receive the heirs of the kingdom of God.
所以今天无论我们物质拥有多少，我们要在信上追求富足。
So no matter how today the how wealthy the material blessing that we have, we still need to pursue rich in faith.
其实信本身啊，带来很多的神的恩惠。
So faith itself brings much blessing and grace of God.
我们看路加福音十七章第六节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
十七章第六节。
Verse 6.
路加福音。 17章第六节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 6.
17章第六节。
17 verse 6.
主说，你们若信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这一棵桑树说，你要拔起根来栽在海里，他也必听从你们。请读。
Verse 6, and the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of the mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up the root, and be thou planted in the seed, and it shall obey you.
这是一个相当难以想象的事情。
So this is a verse that is not easy to understand.
怎么跟一棵树讲说拔起来栽在海里，它也可以这样做呢？
So how can a person tell, saying to this tree,the pluck onto by the root, and also be planted in the seed.
这是超越理性的了解啦。
So this is beyond our imagination and understanding.
什么叫做信心？
So what is faith?
就是不可能的事情哦。你觉得神有能力呀，让它成为可能，这个才叫信心呢。
So something impossible and but God make it possible and to happen.
信心是超越理性的啦。
So faith is beyond our understanding and thoughts.
如果你理性可以了解，你才相信，这个就不叫信心了。
So if our logic and understanding can understand faith, and this is not called faith.
那因为我们都是科学头脑，要这样做实在是太难了。
So because we have scientific understanding, and in order for us to understand faith, is very difficult.
所以刚才说，如果信心像芥菜种那么小，你有那么小。你就可以得到恩惠了啦。
So this is why this verse saying that faith is like a little mustard seed that we can receive the grace.
我们知道，我们要知道，神真的是超越时间跟空间的哦。
So we have to understand God's beyond time and space.
这个神可以让大海分开，有一条道路走，有时候很难想象的。
And God can allow the a sea to a part.
很难想象啊。
So it's difficult for us to imagine.
神可以让这个太阳月亮停止不动，你怎么想象？
So God can allow sun and moon to stop. How can we imagine about this?
那信仰就是说要在信心上面丰富起来，就是你要相信神是那个使无变有，使死可以复活的一位神啊。
So to be rich in our faith is we have to understand that God can have allow something, nothing become something, and for impossible become possible.
这次在 NATS 我听这个叶传道在做一个见证。
So this time I was in NATS, I was listening a pastor here to testify.
他说有一对夫妻啊，他们在巴西啊，巴西的交通也是很乱的啊，他们要过马路啊。
So there's a couple in Brazil, and they want to walk across the road.
那这位弟兄呢，他有红灯啊，但是看到这个对没有车子啊，他也就走过去了。
So this brother sees is the red light, but he didn't see any car passing by. He walk across.
想不走到路当中的时候呢，看到一辆车很快的速度就冲过来了。
So in the middle of the road, he was walking across. He saw a car coming towards him.
啊，太太哦，因为太太没有跟着走了，他想说你怎么可以闯红灯呢
？So his wife did not follow him. He thought that how can you walk across a red light?
然后看那个车子要撞上他了，他赶快把手遮起来说：“哇，完蛋了，主啊，就是。”不敢看了，先生死定了。
So he's seeing this car coming towards him, it's about to hit him. So he covered his eyes and he says, "Lord, now I'm about to die."
那个叶传道见那先生后来讲说，那一幕哦，在车上快要被撞上那一幕哦，好像就像我们在看那个 sports 哦，变成慢动作那样子有没有哈？他突然之间呢，他就是求神，然后他就好像什么，好像这个。时间就 freeze 这样子哦，时间就静止了，然后呢，他就慢慢的向后退这样子了。
So he seen, he was imagining seeing that a car is about to hit him, that all of a sudden he felt everything become slow motion, just like a sports plane slow motion, and he slowly move away.
那他向后退的那是呼一下就过去了这样子。
So he walk back a step, a few step, and the car passed by.
那个车子也踩急刹车，因为他那个车上人也想说一定撞上的。所以一直踩，一直踩，可是车太快了，一直踩这样子。
So the person is driving the car, step on the brake, continue to step on the brake, try to stop.
啊，大家想说下来要找死人呢、啊。
So everyone thought that they came down.
那辆车子里面的人呢、啊？哈。
The person in the car might thought that he came out of the car to maybe look for someone is dead.
下来看到我们的弟兄啊，真的 跪在大马路上祷告，感谢神啊。
So he came down to look at this person. He saw our brothers. He was kneeling down in the road and praying to God.
所以神如果愿意哦，你有一粒芥菜种的信心哦，神可以改变时间，可以改变空间，可以改变环境。
So if God's willing, if a person has a faith like mustard seed, and God can change time and space, and also our environment.
那种信心呢，会带来生命的恩惠。
So this type of faith will bring a blessing and grace of God.
所以我们今天来听道理哦，我们要建立自己的信心呐。
So today we come to listen to God's word. We have to establish His faith.
我们看希伯来书三章的十六节。
So Hebrews chapter 3:16.
圣经上讲，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦哦。
The Bible say, a man without faith cannot please God.
所以我们到神面前来，一定要信有神呐。
So when we come before the Lord, we have to believe that God exists.
要信神会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
Also believe that God will bless those who seek Him.
所以这样的信心要丰盛起来，要大起来，要 rich 起来，哈。
So this type of faith must be brought in and be rich.
我们来看希伯来书三章的十六节。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 3:16.
到四章的二节。
To chapter 4:2.
三章十六节，四章到四章二节。
Chapter 3:16.
那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？十七节，神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？十八节，又向谁起誓不容他们进入他安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？十九节，这样看来他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。第四章第一节，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当慰藉，免得我们中间或许有人似乎是赶不上了。第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心以所听见的道调和。请读
Chapter 3 verse 16. For some, when they have heard, they provoke and hear bell, not all this came out of Egypt by Moses. Verse 17. But with whom was be grieved 40 years, was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell into the wilderness? Verse 18, and to whom swear that he that they shall not enter into his rest, but then that believe not? Verse 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear lest promise being left us of entering into his rest. And of you shall seem to come short of it. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
以色列百姓在旷野四十年之久。
So Israelites in the wilderness about 40 years.
从埃及出来的大部分都倒在旷野。
After they left Egypt, most of the Israelites have fought in the wilderness.
我在想哦，他们那一代人至少听道理听了二三十年吧。
So I was thinking that these Israelites might be listening to words about 30, 40 years.
是神直接颁布的。
So is God directly commanded them?
我们天天看神迹。
Every day they see miracle.
云柱、火柱，还有玛拿。
A pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, also manna.
摩西自己跟他亲自跟他们解释律法。
So Moses himself personally explained to them about the law.
但是就是抱怨、抱怨、再抱怨。
But they grumble and grumble and complain.
甚至没有办法那个用信心哦来接受所听到的道理。
So they even cannot receive the word in faith.
那到最后，这些人真的不能进迦南地啊。
So at the end, they cannot enter the land of Canaan.
所以今天我们不只是要听道，我们真的要行道。
So today we not only listen to the word, we must practice the word.
你听一个道理，你如果你真的把它行下来，那个道理才是你的，要不然永远是在圣经上面那个道理。
After we listen to the word, we must practice this word. This word become ours, or else this word still remains in the Bible.
现在很多人上教会。
So today many people go to church.
但是上教会哦，常常是追求一种感性的满足了。
So but people go to church to pursue some kind of satisfaction.
你看他们真的有的人上教会啊，那个Rock and roll 的 music 哈、哦，然后呢，这个就是要追求一种更感性的东西。
Some people go to church to listen to rock and roll music, want to seek some kind of a worldly satisfactions.
我常想哦，来到真耶稣教会要听道理真的不简单。
So I often think that to come to True Jesus Church to listen to the word sometimes is not easy.
因为啊，传道站在那边就站不动了，一个小时不动这样子。
So because the pastor stand on the pulpit for 1 hour, does not move.
你看电视哦，如果那电视一个小时不动，你一定转台的，真的。
So if you watch TV, if the TV does not move for 1 hour, you will turn the channel.
我们来真耶稣教会要听道理，一定要准备心呢。
So when we come to True Jesus Church and listen to the sermon's word, we have to prepare our heart.
安静下来，然后那个道才栽种得下去。
To quiet our heart, so this word can plant it in our heart.
来真耶稣教会听道理，一定要祷告。
When we come to True Church to listen to the sermon's word, we must pray.
要不然的话，这个小时会剩一个 torture 的时间哦。
So or else this one hour becoming torture to us.
因为我们在这边没有 entertainment 啊，我们在这里没有 entertainment.
So because over here we did not receive any entertainment.
我们在这里几乎没有什么感性的满足啦。
So here there's no such worldly satisfaction.
但是你真的要听丰盛的那个道理哦，真的你在这边可以听得到哦。
But we, if we want to see this abundant, listening this abundant word, indeed that we can hear this type of the sermons.
但是我们听到还不够。
But not only listening to word.
好，我们耳朵听啊，我们心要记啊，我们脚要去行出来。
But our ear listening, our heart need to be keeping this word, but our feet need to be practice this word.
啊，这个就要信心了。
And this is need to be by faith.
这个是不简单的。
And this is not easy.
因为你行的道理常常跟你的那个本性是违反的，跟你那个 desire 是违反的。
So but the word,
道理要求的跟你 desire 是违反的。
But the word that we want to practice often against.And against the word that we want to practice.
怎么常常讲一些形而上的信心看不到的东西呢？
I'm sorry, against our desires, sometimes we say faith, but it's something that we cannot see.
但是如果你走得出去啊，你就看到神的一个恩惠在你身上。
But if we can walk this first step, that we will see the grace of God in our life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要行道，不要单单听道。
So, brother, sister, indeed, that we need to practice God's word, not only listen God's word.
有时候对一些慕道朋友，我实在是很佩服。
Sometimes I was seeing this some of the true seeker, I thought they're very great, good, great.
我们教会来了一个小女生啊，18岁。
In our church, there is a girl that came to our church. She's about 18 years old.
她本来到她这个 uncle 家做客。
She went to visit her uncle.
她的 uncle 是我们教会的传道人。
Her uncle is our church pastor.
她的 uncle 就跟她一起查圣经。
So her uncle then have a Bible study with her.
结果她到 uncle 家本来要来 vacation 的，结果天天跟 uncle 在查圣经。
Originally she visiting her uncle is for vacation purpose.But then every day they study the Bible together.
后来要这个 vacation 结束之前呢，她在教会里面得到圣灵。
But before this vacation, her vacation ended, she received the Holy Spirit in church.
她说她回到自己的家，她第一件事情就是把那个要做模特儿的书啊，统统烧掉。
So she mentioned that she, before she went back home, that all the models, magazine and book, she had burned them.
然后比较 fancy 的衣服通通抖内出去了，
穿
那个太紧太破的通通抖内出去了。
So all the fancy clothes that are tight clothes that she has donated to someone else.
后来她又因为她是大一嘛，后来到一个相当好就到一个大学去念书啊。
She was a freshman in college. She went to study in a university.
她说那里的诱惑很大。
She said that over there there's such a great temptation.
她说呢，她这一辈子有一个 dream boy 哦，有一个理想的男朋友，刚好住在她隔壁啊。
So she mentioned that in her life there's a dream boy in her life that is living next to her.
然后呢，又对她特别好。
And this guy, this guy treat her very well.
那这个那时候她还没受洗哦，她现在已经受洗了。她为了啊，为了她觉得现在 dating 不是时候。要保守自己。为了这些啊，他每天啊，他说灵修三个小时啊。
But at the time she was not baptized, but because she wanted to cultivate herself, so every day she spent 3 hours to cultivate herself.
我听到我们这个他的 uncle， 就是我们的这个传道人跟我分享这个他的这个 niece 的故事，我是很感动啊。
So after I heard the sister's uncle to share the story with us, this testimony with us, I was greatly moved.
这个就是行道。
And this is practicing the word.
这个是 against 他的 natural desire. 这是违反他本来的个性的。
This is against her natural desired of her flesh.
但是他为了要讨神的喜欢。
But because she wanted to please God.
他真的要在神里面找到喜乐。
So she truly wanted to find joy in the Lord.
他把人间的那些比较不好的东西啊，可以丢掉。
So she had to get rid of all the things in the world. That is against God and has thrown away.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真的要加强我们的信心。
So brother and sister, we indeed need to increase our faith.
能够看出那些更有价值的东西。
Strengthen our faith and to see something is much more value.
我们看以弗所书一章十八节。
Look at Ephesians chapter 4.
一章十八节。
Excuse me, chapter 1, verse 18.
以弗所书一章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18.
一章十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他的圣徒，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。请读。
Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of glory of his inheritance.In the saints.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们的信心的眼睛可以提升了哦。
So brothers and sisters, allow our eyes of understanding faith to be enlightened.
真的知道那个看得见的是暂时的，看不见的才是永远的。
So the things that we can see is temporarily. The things we cannot see is eternal.
啊，看到那个永远的丰盛等待着我们。
So we see the eternal riches and blessings waiting for us.
那我们在人间呢，对神所要求的，我们就可以凭信心去实践。
So in the world that we're asking for God.That through our faith we can accomplish.
信心就是当你踏出去的时候，信心才得到成就。就是你道理可以走出来，踏出去走出来，这个信心才能够真的得到成就。
So faith is something that we step forward. This is when we accomplish and receive this faith.
虽然别人觉得你疯了，你还是去做。
Although people might think that you're insane, but you still act up on it.
Abraham, 神跟他讲，你造个方舟。
God had told Noah to build an ark.
造方舟不是造在海边，造在山上。
But to build this ark is not in the sea, but to build on the mountain.
你疯了，挪亚，这什么日子啊？你造这没有人这样做的了，你疯了。
But people might think that he's insane, crazy. At this time, how can you build this ark?
他照做。
But he still followed God's commandments.
时间到了，就是他一个人得救。
But at the time,
跟他一家。
When the time comes that he's the only and his family is the only one to be saved.
亚伯拉罕把他的儿子带去山上要献祭。
So Abraham bring his son Isaac to the mountain to sacrifice.
是唯一的儿子呢。
The only son.
你疯了，亚伯拉罕。
But people might think that you're insane and crazy.
那是神说的，神自己负责。
But because God has told him and commanded him, and God will.In responsibility.
你去行出来就是信心的表现了。
So if you practice, just become a faith.
摩西为了要拯救以色列百姓
，Moses wanted to save the Israelites.
放弃王宫的那些荣华富贵
，So I leave behind all the glories in the temple.
跟百姓一起受苦
，and to suffer with the people.
这个谁做得到
？So who can done this way?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天信心表现在你能够为神放弃什么
？So today our faith and then show that what can we sacrifice.And deny ourselves for the Lord.
你神跟你讲的，你可以真的可以行得出来吗
？To give up for the Lord. Well, God had told us, can we truly act up on it?
这是一个信心的考验呢。
And this is a test for our faith.
所以我们要在信上富足。
So we must be rich in faith.
这个要常常借着听到祷告才有办法建立了哈。
So this is established through a long time praying, also listening God's word that we can accomplish.
第三点，我们要在善事上富足。
So third point is that we must to be rich in The good work.
我们看提摩太前书六章十七节到十九节。
Let's look at First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章七节到十九节。六章十七节到十九节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to verse 19.
提摩太前书六章十七节到十九节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to verse 19.
你没有嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不可以自高，也不可依靠无定的钱财。只要依靠那后世白物给我们享受的神十八节要嘱咐他们行善好在好事上富足甘心施舍乐意供给人十九节为自己积成美好的根基预备将来叫他们持定那真正的生命请读
Verse 17 charge them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain rich, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Verse 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
如果今天主耶稣祝福我们拥有一些世上的东西，
So if today God has blessed us in this world, material blessings,
我们被提醒不要依靠我这些钱财。
So we have this verse remind us does not rely on the rich in the world.
要依靠神。
We must trust into the Lord.
并且要懂得行善。
But we must understand how to do good.
要懂得给予别人。
To understand how to distribute and giving to others.
在好事上富足
So to be rich in good work.
一个我以前跟大家讲过，有个故事讲说，一个坐在黄金上面乞讨的人有个故事讲，一个人坐在黄金上面呢，但是还一直跟人家要给啊，给啊，这样子。
So I've told a story before that there's someone sitting on gold and begging for more gold and money.
真的呢，世上很多这样的人呢。
Indeed, there's many people in this world. It's like this.
真的，穷的剩下只有钱了。
So even,
穷的只剩下钱了。
So they're even poor till they still have a lot of money.
没有其他事情可以让他生命丰盛的，就是剩下这些钱而已。
There's nothing else can be enriched in their life, but only their wealth.
所以圣经上讲，以皇有两个女儿，他们只会说给我，给我，给啊，给啊。
The Bible has said that Ephron has
leeches, huh?
Leeches has two daughters, and they just begging and begging.
所以今天我们圣经提醒我们要在好事上知足。
So today Bible had teach us that we must be satisfied in all the good works.
那我们怎么样做好事情呢？
So how can we do good works?
那么首先呢，我们对自己的家人要照顾。
First, we must take care of family.
我们看提摩太前书五章第四节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4.
提摩太前书五章第四节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4.
五章四节
Chapter 5 verse 4
若寡妇有儿女或孙子孙女便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝报答亲恩因为这是在神面前是可喜悦的这边提到说我们请读
Verse 4 But if any widows have children or nephews let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parentsFor that is good and acceptable before God.
我们读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
人若不看顾自己的亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是这样。
Verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than a believer.
所以，如果我们家人有困难，
So if we have problems in our family,
我们不要睁着眼睛不看顾
So we should not do nothing but just and not taking care of them.
我们的父母亲年纪大了有需要，我们要照顾他们。
So as our parents become older and they need our time to take care of them.
我们的兄弟姐妹真的有困难我们要伸手。
So if our brother sister have difficulty and problems.That we must reach out our hand.
再来，我们对教会里面的人，如果有人有需要，我们不要吝啬。
So also in the church, anybody needs some help, need help, that we must help them.
教会的弟兄姐妹是我们在这里是一家人。
Brother sister in church is just like a family.
神造穷人也造富人。
God take care of the poor, also take care of the rich.
是要让穷人有机会来帮助富人有机会来帮助穷人。
Excuse me. God has created rich and also the poor, and wanted the rich to take care of the poor.
这是神给我们行善的机会。
And this is the opportunity God allow us to do good.
如果将来你成为一个大企业家
，So in the future you might be a very successful businessman.
神也叫我们要帮助我们周遭的人。
God also wants us to help the people around us.
但是这些动机要出于甘心乐意。
But this the motive must be.In our heart, have a willing heart.
所以提摩太前书六章的十八节说呢，要甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
So first, Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 described that we must willingly to communicate, ready to distribute.
这个兼得乐意的是神所喜悦的。
So whoever are willing and distribute and willing in their heart to help, and this is something God pleased.
我可能跟大家讲过一个见证。
So I might testify to a brother sister.
我们家有一个小妹妹啊，那个她爸爸妈妈叫她要学习奉献。
In my family,
不是我们家，我们教会了哈。
In the church, there is a little sisters, the parents and is teaching them to willing to gift.
那他就拿着妈妈的钱呢，就放到奉献箱里面去。
To willing to offer, so she took her mother's money to offer in the offering box.
真的，他说看到一双手从奉献箱出来收那个钱。
So she indeed saw there is a hand coming out from this offering box.Want to receive this money.
在他心里面，他知道主耶稣已经接纳他的奉献了。
So in her heart, she understood that God has accepted her offering.
实际上讲，这是为自己积成美好的根基。
The Bible has taught us this is to establish a great foundation in our life.
这是叫他们持定那真正的生命了哦。
And this is indeed that they may lay hold on to eternal life.
所以耶稣说，你们不要积财在地上，要积财在天上。
So the Lord Jesus had told us that there's not a treasure, our treasure in this world, but a treasure in heaven.
因为我们在地上所奉献的呢，神在天上会纪念呢。
So all the things that we offer in this world to God, and God will remember.
我们来看哥林多后书九章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
九章的。第六节到第九节
，verse 6 to verse 9，
九章的六到九节
，chapter 9 verse 6 to verse 9。
少种的少说，多种的多收，这话是真的。第七节
，verse 7。
个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为兼得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。第八节
，verse 8。
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常知足。能多行各样的善事。第九节
，verse 9。
如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
Verse 6. But this I said, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sowed bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse 7. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that yet always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Verse 9, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever.
His righteousness remains forever. 真的神会纪念你的爱啊，神会纪念啊。
Indeed, God will remember your love.
有些人很有单纯的信心。
Some people has a simple faith.
实际上这样讲，他就这样做。
The Bible has to teach this person this way, he will act upon this way.
有时候单纯到让我们觉得有点可爱这样子。
Sometimes we think this type of faith is such, it's very lovely.
小弟到阿根廷去。
I went to Argentina.
那里很多从中国大陆去那边开餐馆的福建的弟兄姐妹。
There is many brothers and sisters from China go to Argentina to open restaurant.
他们有一个观念哦。
Restaurant business, they have a concept.
就是少种的少收，多种的多收。他们的观念就是多奉献，主耶稣就多祝福了。
Their concept is that the more they offering, the more blessing that God given to them.
所以呢，他们有时候没有办法来聚会哦，礼拜天会来哦，那教会会。就是跟人家要求 教会打开，然后来的就是要来奉献这样子。
So sometimes they cannot go to service, but they want to come Sunday. Sunday want the church open so they can offer their money to God.
这个也是很可爱的地方了哈。
This is very lovely.
但是更重要的是说，他的仁义要存到永远。
But the most important is that his righteousness remains forever.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们能够在这三件事情上面富足。
So may God help us that we can be rich in all these three things.
能够在道上富足。
That we can be rich in word.
能够在信上富足。
That we can be rich in faith.
能够在善事上富足。
That we can be rich in good work.
来唱诗。
Let's please sing him.
377首。
377.